Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, let's thank God for that tribute from one he chose to serve with him. I'm going to ask everyone but the family to stand. Everyone but the family to stand. Balcony, everyone. I want you to look towards the bier where the remains of our fallen leader are. And I want you to say, Father Ellis, I love you. I thank God for you. I will never forget you. And I'll see you in the morning. Now you can go back and tell everybody you spoke at the funeral. Go ahead and be seated. You can say, I gave remarks. Would you welcome the Queen? We love her so much. Come on, celebrate Dr. Sabrina Ellis. Come on, you can do better. You can do better. You can do better. Come on. She stood by him. Royalty at its best.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I'm not going to mess with that. But PCC understands that that's not just a greeting around here. I don't want to take up too much more time. Clearly, we will not be ending in the time frame that Bishop Ellis had instructed and left orders for, but I think he knew that. He just needed to tell us something else to do. Let me begin by saying thank you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I cannot say that enough. First, I want to say thank you to my Pentecostal Church of Christ family. I know that all of you are not here. Many of you are watching because of this demonic COVID-19 pandemic. But you are represented in the house, and I cannot tell you how much I love you. How much I appreciate you, because for 30 years, you took care of this man, which means you took care of me and my children. My children attended the best schools because you took care of us. We didn't work anywhere else. There was not an income from a side job. What we had because of you. And they have graduated with more than one degree, and I have done the same. You get the credit for taking care of the Ellis family. Absolutely. Absolutely. Sometimes there were those of you who ended up in the lion's den. But you came out and you kept paying your tithe and you kept giving your offering and you kept supporting the ministry. And I dare not let this day end without letting you know how much I love you and I appreciate you. And the work continues. I want to say thank you to the Pentecostal Churches of Christ, every bishop, every overseer, every pastor that's present today, and those who may not be here but you're watching. Thank you for following him. Thank you for trusting him to lead you. Thank you. Thank you, Bishop Woodson. Again, I cannot say enough, but right now that's all I have. Just know that I appreciate all of you, the College of Bishops. Thank you for trusting him, for raising him up to even more than he could have ever expected. All he ever wanted to do was serve and make the church look good and grand and glorious. That's all he ever wanted to do. And I know there are those who may have sometimes misunderstood and taken things out of context. There were those, you're not here today. We're not talking about nobody here today, but you added to what he meant to glorify God, and it became something else in some other areas, and it would frustrate him to no end. That's not right. What is that? What is that? Y'all know it's that foolishness, you know, that hand wave and all of, because his ultimate goal was to glorify God. And that's what he wanted the African-American Pentecostal bishops to understand, that you can wear all of the regalia and you can look like the church, but everything you do is about serving and glorifying God. And if you get that part, you've gotten a piece of Bishop J. Delano Ellis II. I thank you for all of you who have traveled here to sit with us, maybe some of you even putting yourselves at risk for being here and sitting here in a crowd that maybe you thought should be a lot smaller. But I have to say thank you to the mayor and the mayor's office for their consideration and understanding who Bishop Ellis is. We know that we could probably fill up the city hall, or not city hall, but public hall, where we had planned to hold the college this past March. We could have held it there if it was open, and we probably would have filled it if there was not a pandemic. But at the end of the day, I believe this funeral is exactly what Bishop Ellis wanted. Right here in the church where he served for 30 years, and the people that are supposed to be here are here. I'm thankful for the family members that many of you don't know. Bishop's siblings are here. I'm so thankful for all of you. Grandchildren, I don't know how many are here, but we have over 20-some-odd grandchildren, and I think the majority of them are here. Just thank you, all of you. I thank you for all of the tributes, the calls, the text messages. I could not respond to everything. I tried to respond with one heart to let you know how much I love you, how much I care. I could not continue to repeat everything over and over, and some of you have been where I am, so you understand. But my heart is filled with love for each and every one of you, and I'll do the best I can to spend the rest of my days to let you know that, to make you aware of that. More than all, I thank you for your prayers, because it is your prayers that has sustained me. I never could have imagined being able to do what I've done in the last couple of weeks. I kept asking myself, why are you not banging your head up against the wall? Because that's how I imagined that this day would be. Why isn't somebody coming for you with a straitjacket? Because that's how I imagined that this time would be. But I could hear Jesse Ellis saying to me, Sabrina, get it together and do what you need to do. I've taught you everything you need to know, and you're going to be all right. I know I'll be all right because he told some of y'all to make sure I'm all right. And some of you are committed to making sure that happens. And I am so grateful, and I'm so thankful. And then before I go on and finish what I want to say, I'm thankful for Bishop's children, all of them, all of them. They sit right here. Thank you for your support. Thank you for how you've supported me, supported your father, and brought us to this time of celebrating his life. I think that's what makes this so much easier, because it is a life that's so deserving of a celebration. All of our hearts are hurt. I did not expect this. I knew it would come at some point, just like it's inevitable for all of us. But I just thought we had more time. But God saw differently. Bishop T.D. Jakes, I will never, in all my efforts to show my thanks and love, I will never be able to say to you what your being here today means to my family. Bishop Jakes has not been on a plane to go anywhere since February, but he said he had to be here to do this. And I honor you, and I appreciate you so much. Today is for us, but it's about Bishop J. Delano Ellis II. We all have come to grips with the departure, but he waved goodbye with a peace that surpasses all understanding. I prayed to keep him here. You prayed to keep him here. But I believe that Jesse Ellis decided that he had done enough and had had enough. For 20 plus years, he fought like a champion, but even champions get tired. He knew how fatigue would affect his performance, and he wasn't having it. The recovery process from his stroke of April 2nd, 2019 was taking too long for him, but he fought a good fight, and he will forever be my champion. He fought like a champion. He did his best to keep moving, and I saw him on the days when it was an extra bit of a struggle, and I realized even the more that even a champion and a hero at some point needs to take a break, needs to walk away. My heart has to learn to beat to a different rhythm because I am now missing a beat. I will have to learn to breathe without us inhaling and exhaling together. But I'll be all right. If you knew Bishop at all, you knew he was a priest in the Lord's church. He was the most ecumenical person I have ever known. On any given day, we could be Methodist, Baptist, Catholic, and even Jewish. And I say we because if you were with Bishop, he prepped you on how to be in Rome and do as the Romans. When a group of us traveled to Rome, we had specific instructions on what to wear and how to behave so as not to offend our Catholic brothers and sisters. He knew how to go in and out of every Christian organization and embrace their culture without ever losing who he was. He made it clear to us, here we go, PCC, that he was not foolishly fanatical, but that he was fervently fundamental, earnestly evangelical, and purely Pentecostal. I asked everyone to pray for healing on this side of heaven because I believe in asking God for what you want or what you need. There is no point in believing in the power of prayer if you can't ask for what you want or what you need. I know there were some that were trying to be careful when I said pray, and they, well, we'll just pray that the will of the Lord be done. His will is going to be done. But I'm talking about what I need him to do for me. And if I'm going to claim that he answers prayers, then I have a right to ask for what I want. Now, we didn't get what we wanted this time. God is ultimate. The answer. He answers the prayers, and he has the ultimate decision. I had hoped for one more minute.